The Mad Hatter Tea Shop. Red Riding Hood and I met Goldilocks at the Mad Hatter Tea Shop, a quaint little cafe at the edge of the woods. It was owned by a friendly but eccentric guy called the Mad Hatter due to his large collection of wacky-looking hats. When he came to our table to take our order, I couldn't help but stare in shock. First of all, he had a pet mouse that he carried around on a small tray. And get this, they were wearing matching jackets, which BTW also shed light on his name because obviously this guy was a little, mad. And second, he looked just like my good friend Theodore Swagmire III, which was not all that surprising considering the fact that practically everyone in Fairytale Land looked just like someone I knew from home. "Welcome to the Mad Hatter Tea Shop, ladies. May I have your order, please?" he said. "Hi there," I said. "I'd like lemon tea with honey and the sunshine lemon cookies, please." "Okay, and for you, miss?" he said, looking at Goldilocks. "Well, I'd like the raspberry tea, but not too hot and not too cold either. I think lukewarm should be just right. And let's see, the peanut butter crunch cookies are too hard, but the old-fashioned tea cookies are too soft. The cinnamon doodles are probably too spicy, and the vanilla wafer is too bland. So I think I'll take the chocolate chip cookies. They'll be just right."
"That sounds good.
Now for you, miss," he said, nodding to Red Riding Hood.
"Well, I have a few things I'd like to discuss before I place my order," Red Riding Hood said.
"Of course, go right ahead," the Mad Hatter smiled.
"Well, I couldn't help noticing what a big hat you have."
"Yes, it's my favorite color, green. It was an unbirthday gift from my sister."
"And what a cute little mouse you have."
"I've had him since I was a child. He goes everywhere with me. He loves to nibble on cheese and strawberries."
"Okay, and what a fancy teapot you have."
"Thank you. It belonged to my grandmother. I love her dearly. She's as sweet as sugar."
I was starting to wonder how long Red Riding Hood planned to interrogate the Mad Hatter, but then she nodded her head and smiled.
"Thank you for your comments. I'll have the green tea with extra sugar and the strawberry cheesecake cookies."
OMG, our tea and cookies were delish.
Just as we were finishing up, three girls came into the tea shop, accompanied by two royal escorts and five royal guards. They wore beautiful dresses and the finest jewelry and shoes. When they spotted Goldilocks and Red Riding Hood, they immediately rushed over and gave them hugs and air kisses. I was super excited when Goldilocks introduced me to them.
"Rapunzel, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty, I'd like you to meet my new friend."
That's when I noticed that Rapunzel looked like my friend Marcy, Snow White looked like my friend Violet, and Sleeping Beauty looked like my friend Jenny. I couldn't stop staring at them.
Goldilocks continued.
"Her name is Dorothy," the three girls squealed in unison.
"I'd know that dress anywhere," cried Rapunzel.
No, she's not Dorothy," said Goldilocks. "Her name is Alice,"
the three girls squealed in unison again.
"That dress is a dead giveaway," said Snow White.
"Sorry, guys, I know the blue dress and the white apron are kind of confusing, but my name is Nikki. It's really nice to meet all of you."
The three girls looked at me, then each other, and then me again.
"Hi, Nikki," said Sleeping Beauty.
"We don't recognize your face. What fairy tale are you in?"
"Actually, none."
"Really?" said Rapunzel with a puzzled look on her face.
"That's very strange. Everyone in Fairytale Land has a story.
Have you filed a report with the Fairytale Land Council yet?"
They are supposed to assign you a story within 48 hours.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, said Snow White. You just tell them if you're regal, renegade, or rogue, and they'll hook you up.
Well, actually, I'm none of those, I explained. I ended up here due to a freak accident, and I'm trying to get home. I've been wandering in the woods for almost 2 days now, so it's quite obvious I'm...
Renegade!
The three girls excitedly squealed.
Definitely, said Rapunzel. For sure, said Snow White. Totally, said Sleeping Beauty.
Lost, I said, starting to get a little irritated. It's quite obvious I'm lost, but I understood why those girls said that, seeing as I was wandering in the woods and all.
Nikki, you are so lucky, Rapunzel gushed. At least to have your independence and get treated like a young adult. When I'm not locked away in some stupid tower going stir crazy, I can't go anywhere without a royal escort. Why do I need a highly paid babysitter? And just look at me. Every day is a bad hair day. I'd love to get a super cute short haircut, but instead I'm dragging around an 18-foot-long braid. Do you have any idea how long it takes me to wash and blow dry my hair? 19 hours. I'm a teenager, but I spend most of my time taking care of my hair.
Don't get me started, Sleeping Beauty griped.
Our lives are micromanaged by kings, queens, princes, and even witches we've never met before. We're told to do this, do that, bite the apple, prick your finger, fall asleep, wake up, let down your hair. We're really sick and tired of being bossed around. Personally, I'd much rather live in a cute little gingerbread house than a huge drafty castle. And on Saturday mornings, I just want to sleep in for a few hours. Not for 100 years. Like, who does that?
I'd trade places with you guys in a heartbeat, Snow White fumed. We're tired of kissing princes, kissing frogs, and kissing 7 dwarfs. And if I'm forced to attend one more boring party, I'm going to punch someone. How about a little me time? I'd give anything just to chill out alone in the peaceful woods without some evil hag trying to poison me with an apple.
Red Riding Hood, Goldilocks, and I just stared at those girls in disbelief. Who would have guessed that life as a princess was so cruddy? So the regals thought the renegades had perfect lives, and the renegades thought the regals had perfect lives. And I'm guessing that some of the rogues probably felt the same way, too. It appeared that everybody thought everyone else had the perfect life. Go figure. That's when a little light bulb popped on in my head, and I got the most brilliant idea.
Listen up. If all of you are so unhappy with the way things are, why don't you just change things up a bit?
What? All 5 of them gasped.
Why can't you guys just swap stories or maybe even share them?
It sounds like you renegades would love to go to a party or soak in a bubble bath. And it sounds like you regals would love to chill out in the woods or go on an adventure. So just do it.
That's when all 5 girls started squealing happily and jumped up and down in excitement. They loved my idea.
What about the Fairy Tale Land Council? Sleeping Beauty asked. There are really strict rules about which characters go in which fairy tales. We could get in big trouble.
What does it matter as long as the story is told? Red Riding Hood said.
Besides, how will they know? It will be our secret, Snow White added.
Well, once the council sees that the new way of doing things actually works and everyone is happier, I'm sure they'll come around, I reasoned.
I had a really good feeling that very soon, Fairy Tale Land was going to be a much better place.
The 6 of us did a group hug with me in the middle to celebrate a bright and exciting new future. Thank you for helping us, Nikki. But now we need to help you get back home, said Red Riding Hood.
Well, my fairy godmother suggested the Wizard of Oz, I said, but I haven't been able to find him.
Wait a minute, Sleeping Beauty yawned excitedly.
Every year, the wizard attends a spring ball given by King and Queen Charming at their castle. And guess what? I think it's tonight.
You're right, Snow White said. It's by special invitation to regals only.
But since we're so tired of the royal party scene, we didn't RSVP. So, unfortunately, we're not on the guest list. But maybe we can try to sneak you in.
No, that would be way too dangerous, I said.
The last thing I want is to risk any of you getting caught and punished for helping me. I'll just have to do this on my own. After much debate, all five girls reluctantly agreed with me. We said our goodbyes, and then I began the 2-mile journey to the Northern Kingdom, which was ruled by King and Queen Charming. I didn't have any idea how I would get inside the castle to attend the ball. And even if I did, what was the likelihood I convinced the Wizard of Oz to help me, a total stranger? The chances of my plan actually working were slim to none. But if I had any hope of ever returning home, failure was not an option.